one from. I read on and on till the final sentence, the death sentence. Mr. McDonald was found dead in an Edmonton hotel room from an overdose of morphine. Well, that's a sight to see, all right, with all the authority of the internet behind it. So I'm standing stock still in the very same Edmonton hotel room where I died the night before. And then I start to laugh. And I laugh to beat all get out, just like my agent did, just because I'm alive and I can. Then a thought comes to me in a sudden. A thought that stops all my laughing. Makes me real cold. It has me craving a couple of grains of morphine, or at least some whiskey. And the thought is this. The preposterous lie on the screen before me is not that far off. After all, the only thing this joker really did was change tenses, turned does to did, is to was. He got the date of my passing wrong, for sure, but nothing else. To misquote Twain, it turns out the rumor of my death is only slightly exaggerated. So now, I start to read this thing on the computer again. Only this time, I read it the way I imagine a stranger will, in a few years.